Hey everybody, it's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont, and today's story is chapter 19 from my book, For a Few Days, Harvest Moon. On the farm, when the harvest time came, Grandpa would piece together his old one-row corn picker and oil it up for the season. It had seen many seasons. He pulled it behind the little Ford 8N tractor and hooked the wagon on the back of the corn picker. It was a noisy contraption, unlike those huge modern green monsters you see shaving grain off wide, flat fields in gulps these days. His whole operation was like that. It was basic. His life was like that, too. He worked hard. He helped others. And you could count on him to keep his promises. And that's what made it so hard one autumn when time and responsibilities and difficult circumstances closed in on him. He needed to harvest a few acres of his own corn. He also promised to harvest a few ribbons of corn that wound around the hills of a friend's farm, too. And then problems came. First, there was equipment trouble. Usually, he's able to fabricate something or rig the equipment so the job could be done. But after he'd harvested his own corn, the little corn picker coughed and sputtered and quit. It was out of use until a special part came from distant lands, and that would be too late to help this year. And then the equipment problem was followed by a time problem. The factory had orders to fill and began to require overtime. He was leaving the farm before light and arriving home after dark. He sat at the kitchen table and nursed a cup of the awful coffee. He wondered aloud what to do. Grandma said that there was simply nothing that could be done. He would have to tell his friend that he couldn't help with his corn. He mused on it and he considered his options. The idea of asking his friend to release him from his promise really didn't set well with him. His friend was depending on him. If you don't have the equipment, you just can't do it, his wife said. Well, I could do it the way we used to do it. I could harvest it by hand. You don't have time to do that. And with the overtime, and besides, it'd be dark. He consulted the Farmer's Almanac. Late in October, there would be another full moon. It's called Harvest Moon because it gives farmers more light, increases their harvest time. If the Lord gives us clear weather, I think I can do it, he said, and he did. The weather was cold and clear, and the moon was brilliant, and after work he made his way to the field, and his wife met him with dinner and a thermos of more awful strong black coffee, and then he worked through the night to keep his word. I'm proud to have the same name he had. I've spent hours on the fender of the tractor with my grandpa. I've even suffered through some of that awful coffee, but I had never heard about this incident until I was having a talk with my grandmother one day about values she and grandpa believe very deeply in, hard work and keeping your promises. My grandpa did work hard and keep his promises. He also loved his family. I'm proud to have his name. Besides, when I'm tempted to cut corners or defer responsibilities, I think of my grandfather, out under the harvest moon, bending low, swinging his corn knife sharp in a wide arc. I can hear the thump of the ears hitting the floor of the wagon and the music of geese honking their way across the cold October sky against the brilliance of the harvest moon. In the dark early hours of the morning when his work was done, he crawled his tired body up into the seat of the old tractor and he made his way home. Behind him in the pale moonlight, I could see row after row of corn shocks standing at attention in respect for a man who keeps his word. One day I received an email from Ray Ryman, who grew up on a farm in Iowa. He read this story, and here's what he had to say. Great story about your granddad harvesting corn. He was much like my dad, hardworking, very honest, died some years ago at 89. Dad also was a fantastic corn picker by hand, not necessarily before one-row corn pickers were used, but before he had money to buy such a fancy machine. Even though Dad was much older than we high school sons on our northwest Iowa farm, he could outpick any two of us, and he did. As my oldest brother and I were picking corn one wagon behind him, we had a heck of a time keeping up with him. Of course, our wagons were each powered by a team of horses that we harnessed in the dark after feeding the hogs, milking the cows, and eating breakfast. And we drove to the field before daylight. I remember having to first find the ears of corn in the darkness to pitch in the wagon. After each filling our wagons by throwing ears against the bang boards by noon, we head home to unload the corn at the elevator, the corn crib, feed the horses, a quick lunch, dinner those days, and head back to the field to start the whole business once again. By the time it got too dark to pick anymore, we'd drive back home to unload the corn into the corn crib, unharness and feed the horses, cattle and hogs, eat supper, drag our tired bodies into bed for a night's sleep to start all over again before daylight the next day. Oh, by the way, when we were younger, this all started with a two-week vacation, yeah, right, from grade school that was declared every fall so the kids could help pick corn. And then as we got into high school and beyond, Dad would let us use his horses and wagons to pick corn for larger farm neighbors so that we could go out and make the big bucks. Hey, as much as 3 cents to 5 cents a bushel at first, and then later as awesome as 10 cents a bushel. And if we were good, we could make as much as $10 a day. Wow. And kids think they have it tough these days. I don't think we ever complained. We certainly never even thought of not going out to pick the corn every day. Well, Ken, it's been fun reminiscing. Thanks for listening. Ray. One of our last conversations I had with my grandmother was early in the morning after I had worked through the wee hours of the early morning loading UPS trucks. I was tired and I was sweaty from the hard work and early rising. I was trying to start a church and provide for the family. And I was only a few blocks from the little house where Grandma lived in Newark, so I stopped for a visit even though I was very tired. She was glad to see me. I told her I was tired and apologized for my appearance. I said, I'm so sorry about the way I look. I've been working hard. That just put fire in her eyes. Of course you're working hard. You have all those mouths to feed. You have to work hard to take care of them. I realized that I touched a nerve. She was expressing to me a value that was deeply embedded in her. She and Grandpa's life. They married at the very end of the Great Depression, started marriage with nothing. God gave Grandpa a job at the factory when others were waiting outside warming their hands over a barrel fire to stay warm and waiting for an opportunity to take his job. If his boss was not pleased with any of the workers, he'd walk him over to the window and tell him to look at the men outside. If you don't want to work, any of those men out there will take your job. One hot summer afternoon, Grandpa and I went up to the North Hill where we had set out a large garden. Green beans were in and we headed up there to pick them. It always amazes me that green beans from a store-bought can and green beans grown on a sunny hillside of an Ohio farm and picked and snapped on the porch in the evening and prepared in a pressure cooker and lovingly placed into thick glass jars stored in the cool basement and drawn out for family meals in midwinter can be both called by the same name. Grandpa gave me my assignment and he went away for an hour to work on something else. When he returned, I announced I was finished. He frowned, walked over to the rows, bent down and started picking beans from the row I'd already picked. And to this day, I can still feel the rebuke of it. Grandpa didn't understand that kind of carelessness. Times change, values vary, but hard work and keeping your promises, they'll never go out of style. And that's the story. From out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day's a beautiful day, and the little light in the kitchen is always on.